We continue our Hiawatha locker room chat here on KNZA. I'm Brandon Tamman, joined by Red Hawks boys basketball coach. That is Gary Smith. It is brought to you by Carl's Body Shop as the Red Hawks are down to the final two games here of the regular season and coming off a good game, but a loss at Jefferson West, a 50-47 final. Snapped a nice little three-game win streak for the Red Hawks, but, you know, Coach, take us back to that game against Jefferson West. Always a scrappy place to play at Jeff West, but ultimately the Tigers come out with a three-point win. What did you take away from that game?
You know, I thought we played hard and, you know, effort was there and we were sure trying to get things, you know, done that we needed to get done. But, you know, I have to give them credit. They sure made some plays in that fourth quarter, hit a couple threes that were really big and got some steals, actually forced some turnovers. So, I mean, they did what they needed to do, you know, to get it done, and you got to give them credit for that.
Yeah, both games were close, and you played them, you know, about a week ago for that first meeting, and that was a makeup, you know, from a game that was postponed in January, and, you know, the weather in January certainly, you know, made some things difficult with moving some games around, and now you're kind of playing some catch-up, and, you know, you look at how February's gone. You've played the 2nd, the 5th, the 6th, the 9th, of course, the 13th on Tuesday, so not a lot of practice time. You're getting a lot of games in and playing catch-up here. Do you feel like the guys have kind of handled that well, and what have they done? What have you liked, you know, in that aspect from playing all these games in a short amount of time?
Well, you know, as coaches, we're all the same way. We, you know, I don't feel like, you know, we've done what we needed to do this time of year, and I'm talking on the practice part of it. But, you know, every team experiencing the same thing, so it's not like just us. So, you know, at this point, you know, there'd be a lot of things that I would hope we got cleaned up or, you know, maybe introduced or whatever the case may be. And we just haven't been able to do that. So, you know, the thing comes into mind next is, you know, you're just going to have to be a little bit more mentally strong, this time of year, because that's a big part of it also. And I don't think we're quite there. You know, I might be a little critical of us. I don't know, but we're not there, and we're going to have to figure out how to get there. So hopefully we can get that done in the next week or so here. And by the time, you know, we're into the sub-state, you know, we're playing like we should be playing.
Well, you say you want to be playing how you should be playing. What adjustments need to be made? What do you want to see here in the next week or so in these games against Royal Valley and Sabetha before Substate? What would you like to see the team improve on to consider yourself as close to or right at playing your best basketball when it matters in Substate?
Well, you know, this time of year, the teams that, you know, that win the 50-50 balls and the ahead on the rebounding, or maybe get to the free throw line more, or no unforced turnovers. You know, there's a difference between forced and unforced, and, you know, and just like last night, you know, we had some unforced turnovers, and, you know, this time of year, if you have some of those, and especially in your sub-state, you're probably going to get beat. So we're going to have to clean that stuff up and win those battles, you know, because, like I said, usually the team that does a little better job on winning the rebounding and, you know, more free throws and better rebound and better, you know, just better all around clean game, regardless if you, you know, how well you score the ball. Usually those teams are winning. So we're going to have to clean that up. And like I said, we're not in any different position than anybody else. Everybody's, you know, where we're at as far as the amount of time they had to practice and the amount of net games they had to make up and so forth. So hopefully we can get that cleaned up and be better. And like I said, we have been better, but we're going to have to be better yet.
Finally, Coach, real quick, Royal Valley, second time this year. It's been over a month since you've seen the Panthers. You won the first matchup. Both teams probably a little different this time around again, being more than a month since you guys last saw them. But what's kind of the expectation for this second matchup on Friday with Royal Valley?
Well, you know, when we went down there and played them, we shot the ball really well. And, you know, I thought we were good. And a lot of times, you know, when you shoot the ball well, you look good. So, you know, we're going to have to expect them to be better. And just like that, how are we going to be if we don't shoot the ball as well as we did down there? So again, hopefully we play cleaner even and, you know, we win the 50-50s and do all the things we're going to need to do to, you know, keep it going this time of year.
Hiawatha boys basketball coach Gary Smith joining us each and every week, brought to you by Carl's Body Shop. They'll get Royal Valley on Friday. Of course, a game on the Hiawatha Channel and KNZA, and then Sabetha next week to wrap up the regular season. We'll talk more about the sub-state bracket on next week's program. Coach, as always, thank you so much for joining us, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, thank you.